Dr. Olivero dictated on Deborah Underwood. The last name is U-N-D like in Delta, E-R-W-O-O-D like in Delta. First name Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. It's a clinical case of a 58-year-old a female that is following this office because of the presence of a CKD stage 3A /A1. Period. The most likely situation is that this CKD is associated to a diffuse arteriosclerotic process that was accelerated by the use of nicotine products for a lengthy period of time. Period. The patient quit smoking 5 years ago, and nevertheless, she is oxygen dependent. Period. The most recent laboratory workup that was done September the 9th, 2022. The patient has a creatinine of 1.3, a BUN of 34 with an estimated GFR that is 46 mLs per minute. The patient has no evidence of proteinuria, period. The urinalysis, no activity in the urinary sediment. Number two, morbid obesity. This obesity has to be addressed, especially in this patient that has a severe COPD and is oxygen dependent. Her BMI is 46, period. It is a recommendation to refer this patient for bariatric surgery in order to improve her quality of life. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, following number chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, oxygen dependent, following number hypothyroidism replacement therapy that is followed by the endocrinologist. The patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease and she's taking pantoprazole 40 milligrams every day. This is a practice that perhaps is not the best alternative for this patient. We are going to consider a H2 blocker, period. Following number of degenerative joint disease that has been treated from time to time with a non-steroid and anti-inflammatories. Pre-evaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 6 minutes of the time reviewing the lab and the chart in the face-to-face. We invested 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.